So Nicola Wilson, here we are again, but a slightly different feeling this year.
Absolutely, full of excitement. It's fantastic to be back here. But Opposition Buzz has retired from four-star level and is now going to just compete at advanced and international one day. So that's really exciting for him to still be out and about. And of course, for me to still ride in cross country, which he loves so much. So I've got two younger horses here with me, both mares, Annie Clover and Beltane Queen, who are both 10 and doing their first four-star together. So it'll be an exciting week of unknown. Really, they're both lovely horses, and it'll be exciting to see how they cope with the three phases here at Babington.
How do you go from such an experienced and world-class cross-country horse like Opposition Buzz to bringing two newbies? As a rider, you've got to be very adaptable.
Well, yes, and I've been riding, and we've had Annie Clover since she was a four-year-old, and Beltane Queen, I've been riding her for a couple of years now, and hopefully we have a very strong partnership that we've built up, and hopefully they trust me and as I do them, and we've just got to get on and have fun. I believe that they're ready. They did very well in both of their three stars last year, very confident, and here we are doing their first four-star, and it's really exciting.
And a quick thought about the new course designer. Does that make any difference to you, or does it make it more exciting?
I think it's lovely for Babington to have a new feel to the cross-country course. He certainly had a lot of good press. I haven't walked the course yet, so I look forward to walking this afternoon and seeing what the girls have got to do.
Well, good luck, Nicola. Thank you.
Thank you very much.